Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 138, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 7 verses 9 and 10. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Now here is the sense of it, according to the Bible Knowledge Commentary. In this portion of the vision, Daniel saw thrones of judgment set up. One throne was occupied by the Ancient of Days. This is the sovereign God who exercises control over men and nations. His white clothing and hair speak of his holiness. Daniel's description of the glory surrounding the one seated on the flaming throne with wheels recalls the description of the glory of God which Ezekiel saw. The thousands who surrounded the throne were God's servants, angels who execute his will. When Daniel saw God, the judge, take his seat, the court was convened and the books were opened. Interestingly, as stated earlier, Daniel's name means God has judged, or God is my judge. Here Daniel saw God as the world's judge. In Revelation 20:12, the opening of books refers to a review and judging of one's stewardship. Thus God, who assigns power to kingdoms, will judge those kingdoms. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six